Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Rain soaking Kansas and northern Oklahoma. Do we have the story?
Elon Musk is leaving his government post. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Another round of rain overnight could bring some help to Wichita's primary water source. Weather Service is reporting 2 to 3 inches of rain in the Ninniskaw River Basin, feeding Cheney Reservoir. At last report, the lake was still 7 feet below normal. More rain overnight, heavy in some places across south-central Kansas. The National Weather Service reports 1 inch and 70 hundredths of rain at Eisenhower Airport as of midnight.
Entrepreneur Elon Musk announcing yesterday he's leaving his role as advisor to the Trump administration.
With his official stint in government coming to an end, Elon Musk thanked President Trump for the opportunity to reduce wasteful spending here in Washington. As a special government employee, Musk can only work for the administration for 130 days in a single calendar year. The end of May marks 130 days since President Trump's inauguration 2.0. Now, on X, Musk said the Doge mission will only strengthen over time as it becomes a way of life throughout the government.
And that's Fox's Kevin Cork with that report from the nation's capital.
President Trump is pushing back against his tariff policy critics.
A term has emerged on Wall Street about the president's tariff plan. TACO, an acronym for Trump Always Chickens Out.
You mean because I reduced China from 145% that I set down to 100 and then down to another number? And I said you have to open up your whole country.
President Trump defended his policy, arguing tariff threats are driving investments and new trade talks.
It's called negotiation. You set a number. And if you go down, you know, if I set a number at a ridiculous high number and I go down a little bit, you know, a little bit, they want me to hold that number.
President Trump has delayed a 50% tariff rate on imports from the European Union until July. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Wichita man charged with assaulting a flight attendant on a flight from Connecticut. 24-year-old Julius Priester is accused of assaulting a flight attendant Tuesday night on a flight from Bradley International Airport to Chicago. Priester was a passenger on American Airlines Flight 3359 when he removed his shirt and began acting erratically before he assaulted a flight attendant. The plane's captain declared an emergency, diverting the flight back to Connecticut, where Priester was taken by ambulance to a hospital for evaluation. He remains detained, pending a bond hearing set for tomorrow.
A former Georgia police officer who fatally shot a naked man pleads guilty to aggravated assault.
63-year-old Robert Chip Olson, sentenced to 15 years, but 12 years was commuted to time served, so he's a free man, although he's on probation and must serve 100 hours of community service. This more than a decade after he shot Anthony Hill to death. Hill, who was 26, was a black bipolar Air Force veteran suffering from PTSD. The then DeKalb County cop, who is white, said he was acting in self-defense. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
A pair of local siblings both qualify for the NCAA championships in track and field. We'll tell you who that is and what they did coming up in sports.
Canned beef stew is being recalled.
Uh-oh.
That story and more coming up.
I've got a can of beef stew at home. I need to listen to this story.
KNSS Morning News coming up. KNSS News Time, 7:07. 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Nebraska legislature gave final approval Wednesday night to a bill restricting which sports teams transgender athletes can play on. Senators voted 33-16 to approve Legislative Bill 89, called the Stand With Women Act. The legislation will bar transgender athletes from competing on sports teams that don't correspond to their sex assigned at birth.
Nearly 10 months after a Texas family's boat capsized off the coast of Homer, Alaska, a search turns up human remains at the bottom of the bay.
The Coast Guard searched in August but came up empty-handed. The family of four went missing after their 28-foot aluminum boat capsized. The boat was found after three private companies offered Alaska State Troopers, among other things, a remotely operated vehicle. Divers then recovered three bodies, which have been taken to the state medical examiner's office for identification. One person remains missing. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The inaugural Reagan National Economic Forum kicks off today in California.
The first ever Reagan National Economic Forum is expected to bring together leaders from the private sector, government, and academia. The schedule includes live podcast tapings and panel discussions on topics like AI, energy, trade and tariffs, and housing. Speakers include Energy Secretary Chris Wright, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, Andreessen Horowitz co-founder Mark Andreessen, former House Speaker Paul Ryan, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, and Fox Business Channel anchor Maria Bartiromo. The event is being held at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. To attend virtually, register at ReaganFoundation.org under events. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Some canned beef stew is being recalled.
Hormel is recalling more than 256,000 pounds of its Dintymore beef stew produced at a facility in Georgia. U.S. Department of Agriculture says the 20-ounce cans may be contaminated with wood. The canned beef stew was produced February 4th. The cans are marked with a Best Buy February 2028 label, and the lot code is TO2045. There are no reports of any injuries. The USDA says the recalled product could be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Oh, how about it, Ted? You got any of that on your shelf at home?
I think I do.
It happened. All
I
right.
Need to check that date.
You better be careful.
All right.
7:10 now, 10 minutes
extra
fast.
Extra fiber.
7 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
Right now in the Wichita area, well, we've still got some damp roadways and sprinkles in the area. You can see that on the traffic cameras out there. We also have a stalled out vehicle westbound. This is on K96 between Webb Road and Rock Road. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the KSN Stormcracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
We're doing just
fine. A little wet
outside. Yeah.
Yeah, a little damp, especially after we had that heavy rainfall late last night. You know, thankfully, not dealing with anything severe in Wichita, but we did have that heavy rainfall roll through. When it comes to looking ahead to Friday, this is when things are going to dry out. It's going to turn warmer. Perfect news for the start of Riverfest and that big sundown parade that I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to. So, of course, we do have to get through this 30% chance of showers, maybe the occasional rumble of thunder as we go through the day. Skies, mainly mostly cloudy, but maybe seeing a few breaks in the clouds late in the day, late afternoon, early evening, just before the sun goes down. Cooler than normal, high 70 degrees, and a breeze out of the north at 8 to 18 miles an hour. Not going to be too strong. Sky is going to clear out tonight as high pressure moves in. Winds are going to be light, cool low of 52 degrees. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, pleasantly warm, 78 degrees going to be the high, and winds going to be light. During our evening and Friday night, clear skies, low of 58 degrees, pretty comfy during our Friday night. And then once we get to Saturday, temperatures returning to the 80s. So we'll get up to 84 on Saturday, We also do have a 20% chance of a late shower, thunderstorm, late afternoon, evening hours. We are keeping that chance low for now. We're not expecting anything severe. And with that chance being low, it doesn't look like it's worth necessarily cancel anything. But, of course, definitely worth being weather aware, especially a lot of people enjoying Riverfest downtown. Should dry back out by Sunday. Warm high of 82 degrees, lots of sunshine. Early next week, expecting some active weather, some unsettled conditions. 20% chance showers and thunderstorms on Monday. It looks like that chance going up a little bit more by the time we get to our Monday evening, and then a 30% chance rain rumbles come Tuesday. We'll be at 85 both Monday, Tuesday, not looking as active by the middle of next week, next Wednesday, keeping that day dry so far. Still warm, too, with a high of 85. Right now we're at 57 with the light rainfall that's rolling through. Mind you, that's just going to be on and off through the day. We also have a north breeze at 15 miles an hour.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. We are Steve and Ted of the Morning on KNSS on this Thursday morning, the 29th day of May. 70 degrees for a high yesterday in Wichita, normal high 82. Rainfall overnight, National Weather Service reporting at Eisenhower Airport, 1.70 inches, just a little under an inch and three quarters. And from the chart they had on there, that puts the total rainfall this year at just over 12 inches and a fraction above normal right now.
Good.
I encountered heavy rain for several miles across Wichita this morning because it's all moved out to the east, the big part. But as Ronell said, there's still rain clouds in the area, so stay alert. On this date in 1951, a massive hailstorm hammered Wallace and Kearney counties in Kansas. Hail caused around $6 million damage to crops, but the hail size was not reported. I'll bet you there's some big ones in there. Some big chunks, Ted. All right, 29th day of May, and it was on this date 41 years ago, 1984. Tina Turner released her big comeback album, Private Dancer, which included What's Love Got to Do With It, Private Dancer, and Better Be Good to Me. That was 41 years
ago. Yeah, that got her career kicked into high gear again.
Yeah, Tina Turner for years and years, and then she went out on her own. What a big star she became. Have a birthday that has some local connections today, Ted, and that is Annette Bening, the movie star, 67 today. Five Oscar nominations.
Really?
No wins that I could see. Married to Warren Beatty.
Yes.
And she was actually born in Topeka. Her dad was an insurance salesman. Her mom was a singer. She would sing in the church. And for a while, they born in Topeka, and for a while, the family lived in West Wichita.
Yeah, they lived here for a little bit.
Yeah, out in the Westlink area, less than a mile from where I was raised out there. I know generally where her place was, but then they moved on to San Diego, and she got involved in drama out there. Almost everything I've seen her in, I liked her. I thought she just has one of those likable personalities, I think, as a movie actor. She is 67 years old today.
Of course, there's that great story when she came back here and visited her childhood home, and rang the doorbell, and the person that lives there now answers the door, and standing on her front porch is Annette Bening, Warren Beatty, and Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Would you like to
showed up there? Here in Wichita. Yeah. Take a look at Annette Bening's childhood home.
How about that? All right, well, she is 67 years old today. Wichita Eagle reporting that Eagles guitarist Joe Walsh plans to play in his hometown of Wichita.
Another Wichitan.
November 15th.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He announced the date and city for his annual Vets Aid concert, which raises money for veterans groups. He announced it in an Instagram post. Details about the venue and lineup have not yet been released. It's Wichita Eagle reporting that this morning. So, yeah, Joe Walsh coming back.
How about that?
All right, it's 7:16, Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. Time for sports with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we take a look at Major League Baseball last night. The Kansas City Royals trying to get a win and avoid getting swept by the Cincinnati Reds at Kauffman Stadium. Well, it helped that the Royals' pitching was pretty good last night, finally keeping the Reds in check and getting some offense from one of the usual suspects, shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. You heard the game last night, the Royals and the Reds on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
First pitch from Green. Swing and a grounder that's fair up the first baseline and rolls into foul territory down the right field line. In to score comes Rabe. Bobby gets to second with an RBI double, and the Royals double their lead. It's 2-0. But Bobby shoots it the other way, right up the first baseline, just inside the bag, and it kind of died in the foul territory down the right field line, and Bobby gets to second easily, and he breaks an 0-for-12 for Bobby overall, an 0-for-9 in the series as he drives in his 29th run of the year.
And he does it with his 21st double of the year, the most in Major League Baseball.
He certainly got a chance to set the Royals' doubles record this year, held by Hal McCray. Speaking of Cincinnati, former Red.
There you go. Bobby Witt Jr. with another double. The Royals beat the Reds 3-2, so they needed that run. Designated hitter, Mikel Garcia had two more hits. He's now got a 13-game hitting streak for the Royals, batting .312 on the season. Royals beat the Reds 3-2. Avoid the sweep. It's an off day today for the Royals in the middle of the homestand. Speaking of homestand, minor league baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge at home this week, leading into Riverfest with a series against the last-place Tulsa Drillers. Wichita had won four straight home games, but lost yesterday in an afternoon game at Equity Bank Park, 10-7 in 10 innings. 2,300 fans at the game yesterday afternoon. Tulsa and Wichita again tonight as this homestand continues. 7:05 tonight downtown at Equity Bank Park. Wichita is the top home team in the Texas League despite the loss yesterday. Let's take a look at pro basketball in the NBA. Some more great things being done right down the road by the Oklahoma City Thunder.
The Timberwolves didn't show up, and the Thunder quickly ended any hope that Minnesota could make it a series. Oklahoma City dominated the Timberwolves in Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals, blowing out Minnesota 124-94. The game was over before the second half even got underway, with the Thunder up 33 points after two quarters. Minnesota was brutal in the first half, making just 12 shots and turning the ball over 14 times. With the win, the Thunder advanced to the NBA Finals for the first time since 2012, where they will face the winner of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Knicks and the Pacers. Indiana has a 3-1 series lead. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And I also heard a stat that the Oklahoma City Thunder have the second youngest roster in NBA history to ever make the finals.
Okay.
So they're young and they're good. College track and field. Yesterday was day one of the NCAA West preliminaries in College Station, Texas. And how about the Barkdahl brothers from Andover Central? They compete for KU. And they're both pole vaulters, and they both qualified for the NCAA championships.
Really?
Junior Ashton Barkdahl and freshman Bryce Barkdahl, both from Andover Central, both compete in the pole vault, both finished in the top 12, and that moves them on to the NCAA championships. This is the eighth straight year the KU will have somebody competing at the national championships in the pole vault. And now you got the Barkdahl brothers. Now you got two Jayhawks competing for the pole vault for a national championship. You guys from Andover Central, how about that? High school boys golf, state tournaments wrapping up yesterday, and in Class 3A out of Garden City in Buffalo Dunes, Wichita Collegiate wins the state title in boys golf. And in Class 1A, Hutchinson Central Christian wins the state title in boys golf. High school baseball state tournaments begin today all over the state. The 5A baseball tournament is here in Wichita at X Stadium. That field features Goddard Eisenhower and Valley Center. Class 3A state baseball is up at K-State, Wichita Trinity and Heston among the competitors there. And we have state softball going on all over the state. Tournament's beginning today. The Class 6A tournament is up at KU. Derby is in the field there. Class 4A softball tournament underway in Salina today. The number one seed is McPherson, undefeated at 28-0. Also in the field in 4A, Clearwater and Circle as well. And the smaller schools are in Pratt today for softball. The number one seed is Dexter Cedarvale at 26-1. Inman is also in the field. So you've got that going on. And Leon Bluestem is also in the field there in state softball. Happy birthday today to former Wichita Arrows outfielder Eric Davis. Hit .314 for the Arrows in 1984 on his way to 17 years in the big leagues. Three-time Gold Glove winner, two-time All-Star. Got a World Series ring with Cincinnati Reds. He's in the Reds Hall of Fame. The great Eric Davis, who played for the Wichita Arrows. It's his birthday today. He is 63 today. And I got one for you, Steve.
Okay.
It was 120 years ago on this day, Major League Baseball game. Elmer Stricklett for the Brooklyn Superbas threw a mystery pitch. It was something called a spitball during a game against the New York Giants.
The spitter.
Some historians regard the 5'6" Stricklett as the first pitcher to ever throw a spitball in a Major League Baseball game. So what's the local connection?
Gosh, I don't know.
Elmer Stricklett, born in Glasgow, Kansas. Up in Cloud County, not far from Concordia, north central part of the state. And he also played minor league baseball for the Topeka Colts, the Salina Blues, the Atchison Huskers, and the Kansas City Blues. The first ever spitball 120 years ago today. Of course, from a crafty native Kansan.
Yeah.
That's sports with Steve and Ted.
722 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. The mental health of mothers is on the decline. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on this Thursday morning. 57 degrees, we have light rain in the area. A man who allegedly broke into and vandalized the Wichita church has pleaded not guilty. In March, religious items inside St. Patrick Catholic Church on North Arkansas were damaged and hate speech was painted on the walls. Michael Gonzalez was charged with burglary and recklessly destroying a place of worship, among other charges.
A Wichita man charged in a fatal motorcycle accident. 57-year-old Serafine Hernandez Torres is charged with involuntary manslaughter while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. That crash occurred a week ago today on Harry, west of Broadway, killing 27-year-old Alan Smith.
Wichita State University preparing to host the single largest track meet in the country this weekend. Wednesday, Athletic Director Kevin Saul provided an update on new construction taking place at the stadium.
We are really excited about the east side of the stadium. It is on time and under budget, which is a testament to Brad and his team's leadership and Crossland construction and facilities planning on campus. So really excited about what that side's going to bring for the championship this weekend.
When all the upgrades are completed, Cessna Stadium will hold between 12 and 14,000 spectators.
President Trump says he may offer pardons for the men convicted of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
President Trump from the Oval Office was asked by a reporter Wednesday if he'd consider pardons for the men convicted of leading a plot in 2020 to kidnap Democratic Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
It looked to me like somewhat of a railroad job. I'll be honest with you. It looked to me like some people said some stupid things. You know, they were drinking and I think they said stupid things. But I'll take a look at that, and a lot of people are asking me that question from both sides, actually.
The men claimed they were set up by the FBI. 14 were charged. 9 were convicted in either federal or state courts. 3 were acquitted. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Victoria's Secret's website went dark Wednesday after a security incident prompted the company to completely shut down U.S. online operations.
If you wanted to go to the Victoria's Secret website, you got a message saying, "Valued customer, we identified and are taking steps to address a security incident." The message then directed people to head to the brick-and-mortar Victoria's Secret and Pink stores. The company told Fox third-party experts are engaged, and we took down our website and some in-store services as a precaution. The company's digital sales are a big deal. They brought in $2 billion, or about one-third of its total revenue, in 2024. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
After another stormy night, not completely done with the rain, we'll have a few passing showers as we go throughout the day, around a 30% chance. And if we do happen to hear a rumble of thunder, not expecting anything severe today. Between the clouds, that rain chance, keeping our temps below average, high of 70. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now we have a cloudy sky with light rain in the area, north wind at 15 miles per hour. 57 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:34, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Got a birthday, Ted. Somebody we know, Patrick Murphy's having a birthday. Remember Patrick Murphy?
Of course I do.
Patrick worked with us
for a time.
Yeah. A tall guy.
Yes.
And a good listener, too. He listened to Stephen Ted. It was a real, when he was working with us, he was a big supporter of ours.
Yes.
He would encourage us to keep going, guys. You're doing a great job. Patrick Murphy, happy birthday to him today.
Yeah, I miss having him around.
Got any birthdays today?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he had a great sense of humor, and he was very good with the web and all that. Yeah, good guy. Patrick Murphy. Go ahead, sir.
It's our one of our senators' birthday today.
Really?
Senator Jerry Moran is 71 today.
Oh, he's getting up there now.
Of course, a native of Great Bend, Kansas.
Great Bend. Wow.
And now he's one of our longtime U.S. senators.
Yes, sir.
He's our senior senator.
Yes, he is. And who was there before? The Pat Roberts before that? Or were they at the same time,
well,
I think.
Pat Roberts was our senior senator.
Yeah.
Until he retired.
All right. That's quite a tradition there. You're going back to a guy named Bob Dole around that time, too, before that. All right. Happy birthday to Senator Jerry Moran. Okay. Just wanted to mention that yesterday I had the opportunity to meet with and to interview the new Wichita Festival CEO, Brianna Monk.
Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
She's only been here like 4 months, although she returned here from New Jersey where she was working, and she had been here before that. So she's got a long history, pretty good history with Wichita Festivals. And a very good interview, a lot of information I thought was good information. She brought along with her Windwagon Smith number 51, Alan Howarder. I mispronounced his name about a dozen times. Alan is a local CPA, and he is Windwagon Smith this year. He gets to, he says he's the boss of all the volunteers. Not the boss, but kind of the representative of the volunteers. He has been volunteering since 1980. He said,
"Oh my!"
And they've got like count about seven. I think he said 7,000 volunteers.
Oh, it's insane! Yeah,
yeah. Every year, putting on this great big party.
That's the only way that thing gets done is because of the volunteers.
For the 9 days, putting on a great big party. And so I got to interview. He got to be on the radio too. That'll all be the interview's on at 8 o'clock Sunday morning here on KNSS, the Issue Show, which we've been doing for several years, right?
Well, good. That'll be good information this weekend.
7:36 here. We did have news this morning that Joann Fabrics is finally going to close all their stores, and it's been around a while. And my wife, Shelly's one who's into crafts. Not a lot of arts and crafts. She used to sew quite a bit, and she makes little things. In fact, when our son was born, she made some of his clothes for him, little overalls and whatnot. She's very, you know, she was a big fan of Joann. She would be in there getting something all the time. So she's gonna be sad for her. She won't have Joann's anymore, but sometime maybe this weekend she can get a good bargain on something over there because they're selling a lot of stuff. 7:37, Stephen Ted of the Morning.
So did you glean any great information out of your Riverfest interview? Anything good we have coming up?
It's pretty much the same as we have in the past. Just, you know, the food court, by the way, is going to be open. You don't have to have a button for the food court.
Okay.
From, I think she said 11 to 1 or something like that. We went down there several years ago. I don't know what we ate, but we went to the food court. That's going to be open as usual, and a lot of the usual stuff going on.
Somebody told me they've gone away with the tickets at the food court, that they've gone.
Yep, that is indeed correct.
You actually pay for it.
Yeah.
Pretty much with your card now.
You have a card.
Yep.
And she said if you have cash, they can convert that into a card for you somehow.
Into a prepaid debit card or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's also
money. So you don't have to go and get, oh, I want a hot dog. How many tickets do I need? And I want a drink. How many tickets do I need? So they've done away with all that.
How about that? All right. A Michigan couple celebrated their wedding anniversary by sitting down together to scratch off a lottery ticket.
Okay.
Uncovering a $2 million win.
Whoa!
Well, happy anniversary, huh? 44-year-old Oakland County woman told Michigan lottery officials the romantic day began with the purchase of a diamonds and gold scratch-off ticket from Opdyke Featherstone Mobile in Auburn Hills, Michigan. That's pretty romantic. Sit down with your loved one and win $2 million.
Go into the mobile store and get yourself a winning ticket.
Yeah. You got an email. An email from one of our listeners.
Yeah.
Gary. He says, please send me the best places to get a burger or a cheeseburger in the local area. I heard Seneca and Pawnee, but the place moved south. Please send the details. I love the banter and the place to avoid in Lawrence. Anyway, thank you, Gary, for listening. What did we say moves out? Was that Calvin's jet? I think it was Calvin's.
Yeah, it had been. It had actually been up closer to, say, Harry Street.
Harry
and it moved south to Pawnee and Seneca.
Yeah. So we did a whole deal on that yesterday, talking about hamburgers. You know, the one thing I didn't mention was Jack's North High carryout, which is now
it's not there anymore.
Donut shop. But for years they put out, I thought, a really, really nice little cheeseburger.
Oh, I loved going there.
I would always
be very sad when
they were right in the neighborhood.
Not a hamburger place anymore.
You knew the lady behind the counter, and you know, I'd go in there and I'd get burgers for my wife and kids, and I'd always get a couple of chili cheeseburgers. And they were good.
Oh, that old grill had been there since the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you got history, tradition.
Yeah.
That's all gone.
It's all gone. It's a donut.
Our friend Teresa Veazey down at the city of Wichita, she texted me yesterday and wanted to mention Sport Burger at right there, kind of at First and Hillside.
That place really is good.
Yeah. You know who was talking about?
I wish they had a better setup.
Yeah, and
you get in line there and you wait for at least 20 minutes to get your burger.
And I kind of wish the hours were more.
And the hours are wonky, too. Yeah. It
seems like every time I drive by it, it's not open.
Yeah, I wish they had a better setup.
Well, it creates a demand.
I guess.
It makes your mouth water when you drive by thinking, I can't have it.
You drive by and say, oh, it's closed.
Yeah. It's kind of like that really nice-looking girl in school that wouldn't have anything to do with you. But still. You never mind. Where am I going with this? To determine where people are spending the greatest percentage of their earnings on health care, WalletHub analyzed the prices of five key health care components in each of the 50 states, then added those costs together and compared them to the median household income. The lowest percentage of income spent goes to Maryland, 9.03%. Just 9%. That's pretty good. And the most expensive, Mississippi, 18.5% of the income spent on healthcare.
Ooch.
Kansas comes in pretty high, number 10, with 14.77%. So our healthcare costs, according to WalletHub, comparatively high here in Kansas. All right. What else you got going on, Thane? Anything, Ted? You haven't been to a ball game, have you? We got the River Festival starting tomorrow, and we'll talk about that, of course, when it's time to go. But there you go; it's that time of the year. Yes, we had a good interview, and it'll be, like I said, it'll be on the air 8 o'clock on Sunday morning on the Issue Show. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update.
Yes,
Kirk Seminoff, a look at Kansas home insurance costs.
Ooh.
Make you feel poor this morning.
Yeah.
That's with Kirk Seminoff coming up. Wichita Business Journal update with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 7:46 now on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
The world's richest man, Elon Musk, is leaving his post in the federal government.
Two.
A Wichita man arrested after creating a disturbance on an American Airlines flight from Connecticut to Chicago.
One.
A night of soaking rain across central Kansas and north central Oklahoma. Wichita rainfall back to normal for the year. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Currently, the traffic situation in the Wichita area, well, the traffic volume is pretty heavy right now. Traffic conditions, a little slippery. Things a little wet out there after some rainfall here in the Wichita area this morning. And some fairly heavy traffic right now westbound on Kellogg right around 143rd Street East. Watch out for that. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
30% chance for rain today, then mostly cloudy with a high today of 68 degrees. Decreasing clouds tonight, the overnight low 51. And for Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 77 degrees. Now we have a cloudy sky with light rain in the area. A north wind at 15 miles per hour and 57 degrees. at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:48 now, Steve, at 10 in the morning. A down close on Wall Street Wednesday.
Stocks in the red as traders await earnings from AI giant NVIDIA. At the close, the Dow down 244 points, the S&P lower by 32, the NASDAQ down 98. The NVIDIA report will be scoured for clues on infrastructure demand. Expectations are high because the company routinely beats Wall Street expectations. Meanwhile, traders also focused on minutes from the Federal Reserve, which tracked rising inflation. Officials in that report noting uncertainty about the economic outlook. Utilities, energy, and healthcare sectors under pressure today. In the bond market, the 10-year Treasury yield nearing 4.5%. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
7:49 now, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS. And we have a look at Kansas home insurance costs this morning with editor Kirk Semenoff of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. A five-year analysis of rates shows that Kansas is the third most expensive state for home insurance. Kansas homeowners pay 93% more than the national average for insurance, according to a LendingTree study of home insurance data across the country. Homeowners in our state pay an average of more than $5,400 annually, and that's only behind our neighbors to the north in the number two spot and our neighbors to the south in the number one spot. Oklahoma pays about $700 more per year. Inflation and severe Midwest weather are the biggest factors in the rate increases. Despite many residents expressing concerns about traffic and property values, the Derby City Council this week approved a zoning request that will allow Tractor Supply Company to build a 22,000-square-foot store at Meadowlark Boulevard and Rock Road. The zoning was approved by a 5-3 vote over objections from residents in the nearby Broadmoor Hills neighborhood. The Tractor Supply store will have an outdoor sales area almost as large as the indoor square footage. Tractor Supply still must submit a site plan with the city of Derby before construction can begin. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
So because of storm damage, I guess, then the home insurance is just costs a whole lot more in Kansas than the national average, huh?
That seems right, although haven't we been told or haven't we seen that Tornado Alley has kind of moved to the southeast a little bit?
That's what I was thinking, too. We don't see as nearly as many tornadoes as we have in the past, and Delta, you know, National Weather Service will verify that. But I guess yeah, you know, we do see a lot of hail, and we do see a lot of high wind with these severe thunderstorms, I guess, huh?
Yes, you sound like you could be an insurance agent.
Well, my dad was. So maybe so.
It's in your blood.
No, I don't favor high home insurance costs. I got to pay it too, you know.
Yes, sir. I know. It's not easy. It's not fun. It's opening up that bill.
That's right. Paying bills is never fun. Okay. All right. Well, we did get some rain last night. I don't know where you live, but did you get some rain at your place?
Oh my goodness! Yes, the backyard is underwater. Gonna need to mow the grass, but it's not gonna dry out until maybe Sunday. I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm in the same boat. I'm gonna need to mow, but you don't want to get out there when it's too wet because then you get that mud gets all over the wheels, and I've got to clean that off and clean out. Yeah, it makes it two different jobs. One is to mow, and the other is to clean up your equipment. So it may be a while. All right, River Festival starting tomorrow. We'll talk about that then. I guess we don't need to talk about that now. Let's talk about International Day of United Nations Peacekeepers, an opportunity to appreciate the invaluable contribution of the uniformed and civilian personnel who work for the organization. The day honors over 4,000 peacekeepers who have lost their lives while serving under the UN flag since its inception in 1948. It's kind of personal for me. My son, when he was an Air Force officer, actually served with the UN peacekeeping force in the Republic of Georgia. That was when the Russians tried to take mm-hmm. Georgia. And Scott was there. He's kind of a high-ranking liaison between the U.S. military and all the UN peacekeepers. He said the guys from South Korea actually saved his bacon one time when the Russians showed up wanting to know where the guy who spoke Russian, the American, was. And the South Koreans said, oh, he's gone. Wow. So anyway, that's actually happened.
But anyway, I'm a fan of the U.S.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And I, you know, it sometimes seems they don't ever get anything done, but gosh, sometimes I imagine they have prevented some nasty things from happening. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
UN peacekeepers. Yeah. All right, let's see. 7:53, Stephen Ted. That's all I got. That's all of my information for the whole morning, except I know that you are upset, Kirk, that Joann Fabric is closing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where will my daughter get all of her stitching material?
Well, see, your daughters have, my wife's a big fan of Joann's. They did some business. You know, the bad thing is they should have just advertised on the radio, then they'd still be around.
Yeah.
I never heard of Joann's.
In the Business Journal, yes.
The Business Journal. Mm-hmm. I never saw, I don't think they had a very aggressive campaign there.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What do you think?
Another opportunity missed.
Yeah. They should have just asked Steve and Ted and Kirk what to do. But there you go. Opportunities lost. Kirk, thank you, sir. We will check with you again next hour here with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on this Thursday morning, more rain overnight for central Kansas and northern Oklahoma. We'll tell you about that. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, pretty nifty pitching performance for the Kansas City Royals, including something you don't see every century. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Plus, entertainment news. You got the Blur going?
Yeah, we got a couple of really good music items in the Blur today. I think you'll enjoy it. That's entertainment news at 8:35. Don't miss it.
And we have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.